Nate, you're right, testing.
JC8, CSU, Orville.
Morning, Billy. How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah, you might not have been in a very good spot there. You were dropping out.
Okay, how am I now?
100%. Yeah, I spoke too soon. Better do something about the receiver on that. Doesn't seem to be receiving very well.
Well, that'll happen, bud.
Yeah. We'll figure something out. So, I just got Brandmeister working. So, slot two is good to go. And I'm going to work on getting the API working. So, cool stuff.
Yeah, I got to do some work on this radio, trying to figure out all this time slot stuff. But that's okay. As long as I can get an R-Michigan link, that's good enough right now.
Right. Well, you'll be able to get on in on analog eventually here shortly, within probably the next couple weeks. I'm going to be putting up a remote receiver for that repeater. The receiver at the hospital is less than stellar. I'm going to be putting up a remote receiver on the other side of town. And the Munster receiver will just be on a different panel, so the default one will be the remote receiver, and then it should be able to hear a lot better, and I would imagine you'd be able to get into it with a portable at that point.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, we'll talk to you later, Drake. You got probably a busy day today. So we'll talk to you later. NADMH, JCVSU portable. KCAVSU.
K0BWP monitoring.
NADMH mobile.
NADMH, KCAVSU portable.
How are you doing, Toby?
Good. How about you? What are you up to? Did you get it fixed?
Yeah, actually, it was a pretty painless operation. We didn't end up having to take the intake manifold all the way out, and I had it done in about 15, 20 minutes.
Lucky you. Now you can spend the rest of the day doing whatever.
Yep, I can work on some radio projects today.
Wait a minute. What about the girlfriend? Is she working, or is she letting you play?
She's working today, so.
Copy that. I couldn't help it. I had to say it. I gotta figure out this radio again, programming in some more frequencies, but there's something up with it. I don't know what it is. I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, it takes time. I gotta program up my DMR radio. I don't have a whole lot in it. Plus, I gotta get my hotspot working again at home so I can play around with that stuff at home. I can't quite use the repeater from inside my apartment. I can use it in the office, but I can't really use it anywhere else. So, I gotta hook up the hotspot so I can use it around the apartment. But, anyway. Yep. So, cool stuff. Glad we got everything working yesterday. I'm glad that today's project was a pretty painless operation.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I programmed it off the thing, and I can't get a frequency to work, so I got to figure that out, too. I might have to go in there and check the frequency thing out. I think I messed something up. I may have to go back to the main and look. Okay, talk to you later. NADMH, KCAVSU, 73.
And ATM, good morning, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, DMR, good morning, and trying to wean myself off of analog deaf, and so far it's going pretty good, so. Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, Drake. I need to get my hotspot taken care of next, and I can't find the cable for my 6550, and I want to change some stuff, so I'm kind of in a pickle until I find it. It's in a box somewhere. I just don't know where. So, anyway, going back to you, Toby.
Yeah, I got the other radio. I charged that up yesterday and used that for a little bit, but, man, it doesn't reach as good as any tone.
Yeah. Hopefully they can. Oh, it's not working. It's barely on. I'm in the car using a portable. And I'm also participating in the DMR activities.
And the side deck facing Cherry Avenue, Joe. Joe knows my house and so you, Drake, so you know where I'm at.
Yeah, Drake, you are a little bit broken, but yeah, Toby, you're doing just fine, so. You've got geography on your side from right there.
Yeah, plus I have the extended antenna, the aftermarket one. That helps out, too. Go ahead, Drake.
Yeah, you got the advantage over there. I'm in the carport. I had to switch over to the analog. I guess they can't hear me on analog, either.
Yeah, I guess not. You're in a dead zone there, bud. Okay, guys, so I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to have a little chat with it, see if I can get something to work.
All right, sounds good. You guys have a good Memorial Day. We had some people just drop by, so I'll check out, too. Have a great one. And thanks again.
Loud and clear, KD4 UFD.
Thank you, sir. Hey, you might score.
Any YSS testing? Thank you.
Grounds. I have, yeah, but only as a tourist and as well as a business trips, and not as someone who's able to get into the backwoods and find out more about the culture and the people there. So, awesome job, and nice to hear you back, and nice to hear from you, and thank you, Jim, for your service as well. Brad, NJXQ, you are on, and Kevin, stand by.
Thanks, Scott, and good evening, everybody on the net from NHXQ. It's kind of redundant to hear the that robot read back and announce that we're having a net right now, but here we are having a net, and the robot knows it. A little bit busy this weekend. We had relatives coming in from downstate, and one young lady was with them. She's 25 or 26, and she ran the marathon. And didn't do so well. She was able to run half of it, then had problems with the knee, and she actually finished it the last half walking in, but she ended up lost her toenails in the process. So better luck next time to her. The big news around my shack this week is I'm operating on emergency power right now, so I got one of those solar generators. It's been charged up, and I'm running it in the inverter fashion right now. So that makes this just a little bit more ready for a bad event anyway. So back to you, Scott. This is N8JXQ.
And N8JXQ, W8TCM. Thanks, Brad. And I'd like to know more about your generator because it sounds like a great solution. If I remember correctly, it's one of the portable ones, so you can take it wherever you have to be rather than dragging it on the back end of a truck somewhere, so I'd like to know more about that somewhere along the line. Kevin, KE8SBW, you are on, and John, you're next.
Yeah, it's nice to have a long weekend. I'm able to meet John from home. Today, mostly hung out with the family and kids, so had a campfire for kind of lunch and dinner and played in the woods. Picked up and run around a little bit. We're working at a busy week, so we have to get home early to rest after that. So I got an HP in one hand and my infant son, Jonathan, and the other one. He likes watching the radio light. So I hope everyone's having a good holiday weekend and looking forward to seeing everyone soon. Back to Nets from KVA-SCW.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for checking in. Glad you guys had some family time, and knowing you, you probably also worked a full day. So thanks again for checking in. We'll look forward to seeing you guys sometime soon, and I appreciate you checking in. John, K8VNA, you are on the bottom of the list, so please go ahead with your transmission, and then we'll stand by for additional check-ins. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, everybody. Or good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. This is John, K8VNA. It's not morning. I'm going to bed. So I can get up early tomorrow morning and go to work. It's been a weird day. Welcome back, Scott. We missed you. And Jim, also on your vacation there. I'm kind of interested in that conversation one day. Not much radio at all recently. I've been on my garage door, trying to figure out how to fix it myself versus calling a garage door guy. I think I got it figured out, got parts coming for it. As far as shack work, no radio, but I have been playing with my 3D printer quite a bit and mastering that some more. So it's been a lot of fun down here in the shack a little bit. And that's pretty much it, man. I've been kind of busy with my son. He moved out today. I wasn't going to tell you guys, but I'm sad, so I'm going to tell you. There you go. I miss him already. He's only been gone about half an hour. I'm proud of him, though, so he's doing good. Tomorrow night, we're looking forward to the club meeting. We're talking about go bag, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody go bag and do some more learning. I'm interested in putting my 2-meter radio in some sort of a go kit. So I'll learn something tomorrow night, hopefully. And Scott, I was getting ready to take over the net. Not sure what to think here because nobody was doing it, and then I couldn't find my paperwork, so thanks for doing that. I'll have to get my paperwork figured out where all that's at. I have it somewhere around here. But good job. Again, you're awesome. Have a good night, everybody. KHVNA, back to net control.
Okay, John, thanks for checking in, and sounds like you've got a busy guy here. The garage door will always be a mystery, how they make that all work and make it work redundantly over time. 3D printer sounds good. I'd like to know more about that sometime, what kind you guys have. And, yeah, it's always a bittersweet moment when a child moves out and leaves you there standing, and you hope like heck they're going to make it when they jump off the nest and out into the world, and wish you the best of luck with that. I'm sure he's going to do well. You've raised him well. At this point, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM and the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. I'd like to stand by for additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and would like to do so, please do it now.
Thank you.
Okay, we have you. Next check-in, please, for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net.
CRISPR, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Thank you, man.
Okay, so we've got NADMH, and I got KF8DMK. Christopher, thanks for checking in. Any additional check-ins this evening?
November 8th, Tango Charlie Zulu, Jim again.
Okay, Jim, I got you in for a recheck. Next check-in for the Mud Eating Social Arnett.
W8FIK, Tom.
Tom, W8FIK, I have you. Next check-in, please. This is W8TCM looking for check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. If you have not checked into the net, would like to do so, this is one of your last calls. Go ahead. Okay, we'll call that the bottom of round two. NADMH, Drake, please go ahead. And let's know what's going on in your world. And stand by, Christopher.
Well, not a whole lot's happening. Figured I'd jump in and say hello. And just getting ready to go to bed here. So, anyway, just wanted to give you a number here and guess you guys next week. Thank you, Drake.
Okay, Drake. Always nice to hear you. Thanks for taking the time to check in. And yeah, hope you get a good night's sleep. It's a busy week ahead. Christopher, KF8DMK, please go ahead and stand by Jim for your recheck. Go ahead, Christopher.
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I'm on my way home right now with the family. I just got done loading a trailer load of hay. A friend of ours got a fresh batch of hay for their horses and gifted us with what was left over in the barn so they could clear out space and make room for the new hay. So our sheep are going to be thankful for that. That's about all we got going on new over here. I was not able to tune in, so I did not catch any announcements. I'm trying to think if this is our monthly club meeting this Tuesday, and I was just curious what the topic was. Anyhow, that's all I've got for tonight, so back to net control. This is Christopher, KF8 DMK.
Okay, Christopher, thanks a lot for checking in, and it's so much fun to hear you traveling with the kids in the background, and it's kind of, it brings you back to home, so glad you got some hay for your sheep, and I bet they'll be thrilled. Be careful driving with a load of hay. That can be tricky. Yeah, so tomorrow night is the club meeting, and the topic is to everyone to bring their go bag or a portable radio kit for emergencies or portable uses. If you use it for POTA, bring that. If you use it for emergency, go to something, you grab your radio and head into the field and can operate within minutes. So it'll be show and tell. You'll be prepared for a 5-minute overview of your setup or be able to see other people's setups and get some ideas on how you might build one of yours. So it's kind of going to be a lively meeting. It will not be on Zoom just because of the chaotic nature of doing show and tell around the room. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So look forward to seeing you there, Christopher. And appreciate you checking in tonight. Thank you. So let's go up for a recheck with Jim. N8TCZ, please go ahead. Stand by, Tom.
N8TCZ, Jim here.
Just sort of a fun informational thing here. Son's a doctor, and he was with us. And he's been a big MASH fan and everything. So I really hadn't even thought about it much at the time, but when my wife was a Korean civilian at the time, not an American citizen. So there was all kinds of checkups and background checks, what it go through, but she had her physical examination done at the 4077th. That's a real thing. I was stationed in Weejambu. 4077th is just south of where we were at. But it's a real thing. There really is a Rosie's Bar. I never saw it, but I have heard multiple people in our unit seem to be aware of that. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. And he particularly, he's such a MASH fan. He's the one that found out for me the whole thing was filmed in California. But he's visited the site and what have you. But I'm sure there's a bunch of people our generation that grew up with MASH. And I just thought I'd pass that one on. I will then hang it up here, Scott. Thanks again for doing this tonight. I hope to show up tomorrow night. I'm still dealing with a 13-hour jet lag. But if I'm awake, I'll try to be there. Jim, November 8th, Tango Charlie Zulu. Back to net.
Well, now, I've been on a lot of nets, and we've had a lot of rechecks in my life, but that one beat the record. You are now the new record holder for best recheck in the planet. We all grew up, or I did, certainly with the 4077th MASH and all the shenanigans and fun like that, even though it was filmed in California. It was just a good show and really a lot of fun. And I'll still occasionally catch one on the CW network. Has them playing once in a while, but pretty amazing. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. Glad you were able to make that connection with your son. Tom, W8FIK, please go ahead, put the ribbons on and tie us up in a bow. I think you're the last one for tonight.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm here, W8FIK. I think it's usually John that wraps things up in my business. Yeah, I got up today and got out in some nature, walking on the trail and stuff, and went down by the state park beach for a while, and just enjoyed a lot of nature today with my camera alongside with me. And my go bag is a little different. My go bag entitles getting ready for me to be out in nature on a hiking trail or whatever, and it'll have some granola bars in there, and a little bottle of water, and an HT or two, and my Mustastic note, and I had all them with me today, and all performed very well. So I guess that worked for me. So thanks for doing that. I didn't think that we would have one today, being Memorial Day, but it's kind of nice to hear your voice out there. So good evening to everyone, and have an awesome week. W8FIK. See ya.
Okay, Tom, thanks for checking in this evening, and thanks for the information about your hiking. That's a great idea. And your go bag is probably more like most people's granola bar and some snacks for out walking in the woods. And there's nothing like being outdoors in nature. And sounds like you're a great photographer, too. It'd be fun to see some of those pictures as life goes on here. So thanks for checking in, Tom, and thanks for wrapping it up for us. This is WATCM and the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We'll do a last call. If you'd like to check in tonight, this would be the last call, and please go do that now. Well, not too bad for Memorial Day. 11 people checked in, and I appreciate you guys all jumping in here and spending a little time with us. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week. Same channel, same bat station. Monday Evening Social Hour Net will be on at 8 o'clock following the T-Barge Net. I did get a note back from Glenn, and he said due to the holiday he was not going to run a T-Barge Net tonight, but we kind of figured that one out. So anyway, we're here. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as the net control operator under the club call sign WATCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation and your comments. Good evening to all. This is WATCM, and I am clear.